This meeting is now being recorded.
Welcome to the Latin Generation Panel Repertoire Working Group's call on 6th of June 2017. So we have Mariana, Dennis, John Paul, Mats, Nebie, Mikal, and Sarmad on the call. So Nebie has joined us as well. So over to you, Mariana and Nebie.
Nebie should proceed. Hello, Nebie. Good evening. Do you have any agenda for today? Hello? I don't hear Nebie.
Right, I'm not sure whether her connection's been established. I see her.
It does not look like she has any microphone, active microphone, and the three phone numbers are found by other people. So, can she speak?
Nebie, can you speak, please? We don't hear you.
So, Mariana, she's suggesting we go ahead and she'll try to connect again, I guess, or try to listen in.
I'll try to proceed somehow. We had some discussions about how shall we make these principles for inclusion and exclusion of code points from languages using Latin script and form and check the repertoire which is defined by MSR2. At least up to date, we had three papers. One is from Sarmad, his experience from Arabic Generation Panel. Ahmed also had some proposal, made some proposal before a few days. Everybody could see it on the in our mailing list. And also, Max has some discussions about how to proceed with principles. I think that's all of the papers. I want to divide. I want to separate two things. Building the principles, and after that, the procedures, how shall we process languages using those principles. Because now we have, let's say, two different discussions going on our mailing list. But our first task is to define principles. At this moment, we have three different submissions. And my first idea is to try to find someone who is maybe with some linguistic background to try to produce one paper of those three papers, which will be draft for our future discussion. Maybe we shall cover all the points in the draft, maybe we shall not, but at least we shall have one paper to one draft paper of principles, which will encompass all the proposals up to now about principles, and that's the way I think the things. Matt, you rose the hand, please speak.
My proposal is that we should not try to complete the principles before we start working on the languages. So we should have some preliminary principles, which could be the ones that Samad presented, and then start working on the languages with the lowest code, the most frequent, most established languages, and then at the same time working on the principles. So we get experience from working with the languages before we complete the principles. That's my proposal.
Okay. At least we have to have some kind of document for that. Those are not final principles, although we should have in mind that we, in our work plan, we said that we shall define some principles. Let's call them preliminary principles, and that we shall put it on public comment for technical community to get some more input to this topic. Maybe someone will see something we didn't see up to date. So I'm not against your proposal. I think it is a very good proposal, but we have to agree about one document in which all principles up to now are somehow structured and defined. And because we have up to now three documents discussing those principles, is there any volunteer who will try to provide one paper looking for through all these three documents and prepare it for our face-to-face meeting in Istanbul, where we can, let's say, finalize preliminary principles and probably start figuring how shall we proceed to implement these principles on the languages which we have in the tables. Is there any other proposal? Maybe what is thinking, what do you mean by past? Probably she thinks paper. I mean a draft document, maybe I mean the draft document in which all the principles which are now mentioned in these three papers, which are produced by Sarmad, Ahmed, and Mas, to finalize it, and that we have one paper on which all the principles for inclusion and inclusion of the code points in our future repertoire of the languages of the using the Latin script, we shall have in one document, which is not final, but at least we can polish this document during our meeting in Istanbul, and after that we shall agree about further steps. Was I clear? Yeah, maybe I seem satisfied with my answer. Any other suggestions? No? Is there anyone who is volunteering to produce the draft document about principles? Okay. If there is no one volunteering, I'll try to do it. Although you should bear in mind, before the meeting we should have, before the meeting we should have some draft principles which will be the material for discussion and make some conclusions during our face-to-face meeting. Based on the submissions which are submitted by Sarmad, Ahmed, and Mas up to now. Maybe someone else will say something after seeing the principles in draft principles. I don't know. Because I try to do my best to produce the paper, but you should bear in mind that my background is not linguistic, and maybe that's why I will not understand something correctly, and but we can change everything what is wrong in discussion, during discussion. Any other suggestions? No. Okay, Nadia, what you have planned for today meeting? Do you have any plans for agenda for today?
This is Michael. I would like to say something.
Michael, I don't see your... Oh, sorry, because you are not on Adobe. In Adobe room, I don't see your raised hand. Michael, you want to say something?
Yes, please.
Yes, please. Speak, please.
So there was a lot of discussion on the mailing list I saw about how we go about to build a repertoire. I think it's not overly important which way we go on about it, because anyway, the result in the end should be more or less comparable if we do it right. So it's not relevant. Personally, I think if we go on about it, for example, walking from language to language or walking from code point to code point. But if I remember correctly, Integration Panel has already suggested to us in their critique to our draft for panel proposal that it would be, due to the large number of languages using Latin script, that it would not be advisable to walk from code point to code point and try to demonstrate which code point is used by, for example, a rare or underdocumented language, but rather that we should focus on high priority cases, which in their terminology and from their point of view obviously means languages which are wide use, for which they use this EGIDS scale rating. So I think it would be perfectly fine if we start going from language to language and, for example, pick languages of level 0, then of level 1, then of level 2. And in the end, if we are left over with some code points which are contained in MSR, which, for which we could not find a language among, for example, EGIDS scale rating 1 to 4 or 0 to 4 languages, then we can always go and try to identify information particularly for these code points. But I think, for example, what Matt has said, it's very important that we need context to document the use of certain code points, for example, later on also in the context of variants and building variant rules and whole label evaluation rules. So it would be more useful in that context, even though it may become somehow more repetitive because there is a certain redundancy, to go on as suggested also by Integration Panel, that is language by language. And if we just come to a situation where we have a set of code points for which we have, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 languages which make use of them, and there is nothing problematic about these code points, then we don't need to go through further, we don't need to come up with more proof. So we do not need to produce definitive lists of which code point is used in which orthography of which language. We just need to establish that a code point is used in a language which is in wide use and in active use and current use. I think that's mostly it. Yeah, there was something else I want to say, but sorry, I forgot now. I hope that's clear and helpful. Thanks.
Yes, you have repeated just the things with just the same thing as I was thinking about this, but I'm now a little bit, Max, please. Max, you switched off the phone. The
yes.
Mic.
Yes, I'm sorry.
That now it is,
yes.
Yeah.
I want to second Michael's proposal. This is how I think we should go. Start from the top and going language-wise and then going downwards. And if there are points left, which we cannot find in the 0 to 4 languages if we decide to study in 0 to 4, then those code points should be just excluded from our proposal. It doesn't mean that they're excluded forever. In the future, they could be added if they are found in a language and we have missed something or we have missed a language that should be included. But this is how we should do it. And as Michael said, that if we have proved some code point for a number of languages, then we don't need to document the same code point for all other languages. It's enough that we have a number of languages that prove. It's probably not enough with one, except if it's a very widespread language, because it could be that we exclude some language in the later states. So then it's important that those code points are not only documented by such language that would be risk of excluding or exclude. Thank you.
Okay. The voice, Mats, I didn't hear you properly because I had some noise on the phone line. So, you are as I figured, you are your discussion is supporting Michael's discussion, and if I understood well, you are proposing not to produce principles before we start processing languages, just to start to process languages one by one, and let's say validating the code points from MSR if there is 1, 2, 3, 4 languages which are using one code point, that the code point is validated, and we shall proceed to do the same thing with all languages which we have at this moment in the table. Choppy voice. Sarma is complaining also about noise when Matt is speaking. May I ask you, Matt, and Michael, to produce your proposal, because I have in my mind two tracks. I mean, two things we should do. We should start with some principles, let's say from the principles which are given by, which were used by Arabic panel, and checking the languages, processing the languages against MSR2 code points, and see if any code point from these languages are in MSR2. We shall have two situations. One is that the code point from a language is in MSR2, and there will be some code points from the languages we are processing which are not at this moment included in MSR2. So in my mind, I have two tables. One is with all MSR2 codes and the languages which are using those codes. And we shall have another table in which we shall have code points found in the processed languages which are not included in MSR2. But that's the proposal for the procedure how to process the languages. And I have made some kind of procedure in the early ages of this group when we tested how many times we need for process one language. Should we start processing languages without having without having written principles first? That's my question. Can anyone help me with this?
Mirjana, this is Sarmad.
Sarmad, please. Sarmad, I didn't see your. No, you are not on.
Okay. So I, you know, wanted to raise this point that, you know, it's good that we start evaluating languages and then decide which code points or which characters from each language, which characters are used by each of the languages we are processing. However, when we are processing each language, we would need to have a set of principles to decide which characters from that language to include or not include, because again, sometimes you get characters in a language which are not, it's not clear whether they really need to be, so there is a core set of characters for each language which are clear, you know, everybody understands that they are part of the language and they should be included. But in some cases, there are some marginal characters, and it is not clear whether that character, for example, should be included because of that language or not. And for those marginal cases, we would probably need some mechanism or principles to decide whether if we face an example of such a marginal character, whether that should be included or excluded. And that's why it is, it's useful to have some starting principles. I would agree with Mats that, you know, whatever we have right now is only preliminary, and we obviously need to come back and finalize those. But some starting principles would help make those kind of decisions. Obviously, other option could be that if it is unclear, one can note those characters separately and then come back and have that discussion. But that was one of the points I needed to make. The second point was that MSR directly may not have all the characters a language has. So a language may actually have characters which is a combination of one of the characters in MSR and maybe one of the marks. So eventually what we are producing is not just checking off a character from MSR, but maybe in addition producing an added list of sequences of letters and marks perhaps, which will be used in the repertoire for the Latin generation panel. And therefore, it's important to not only check, a character from an MSR, but also to maintain a separate list of characters, which may actually be a combination of one or more code points of characters from MSR. That's the second point I wanted to make. Thank you.
Any other discussion? Any other suggestions?
Does Michael, I would like to say something?
Please, Michael, please.
From what I understand, the principles are not binding in the sense, because what is binding is basically MSR and the procedure to develop label generation rules. And the principles we develop are kind of our interpretation of that in the context of our script that is Latin, Roman Latin script. I think that the principles are useful to make sure that we have consistency across a group of volunteers where there's also fluctuation. So not everybody attends all discussions at all times, and we will keep forgetting things and having discussions over and over again. So I think establishing such documents is useful for kind of keeping knowledge within the group. And when it comes to more complex cases where we are in doubt, we could, for example, try and go on about it and just mark these as complicated cases and then discuss them in detail at a later stage in a face-to-face setting, for example, and then revise, for example, the principles we adopted from ArabGP or devise new ones if we're not happy with those. So I think there's a way around it. That's what I'm trying to say. Thanks.
Michael, thank you very much for your discussion. You have said just what I think. I mean, said it in a better way than me. But my question now is, should we produce at least one document with principles, starting principles, a provisional, whatever, you can call it whatever you like, to have the document to keep the consistency in the group and try to organize the and maybe we can have two proposals for the next for our face-to-face meeting. That's how I'm thinking. I was working almost 4 years in data processing environment, so I'm always trying to make some order in my thoughts. We have agreed that we can have some kind of provision, let's say, Matt has better definition of this, draft principles, I will call it at this moment. And we have to have kind of procedures, how shall we process languages. And this procedure should say pretty exactly how someone who is looking at the characters included in one language, used by one language, should be compared to MSR and what to do with the characters which are not in MSR, whatever they look like. Because it seems that there will be different combinations that we cannot predict what will be those combinations. Those will be not the plain examples, but the specific one, complicated one, which we shall discuss together and find a solution for it. Matt, please, speak.
Can you hear me well?
Oh, we have again this noise, but like you have two mics or something like this. I'm not sure what is going on.
Is it better?
Matt, we can still understand you, so please go ahead. I think.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, from my experience of actually looking at languages and extracting code points, I think that when we are working with the high level languages, say 0 to 3, or 0 to 2, it would be much less complicated because those are more well documented and it's easier to find out what the code points are and the characters are. And it is during that phase, I think, that we should also work with principles and have a proposal of more like final principles. It is when we dive down into languages for lower level, 3, 4, that we will get more complexity in the analysis, I think. And I also support Michael's proposal that if we find something which is complex and we cannot make up our mind, then we should raise that issue, present the material at the meeting, have a common discussion, is this something which should be included or not included? Thank you.
Thank you much for the discussion. It was clear, but is there any proposal? How shall we proceed now? Let me ask the simple question, because we have to make some material, let's say, for our face-to-face meeting when we shall finally find the way through this. Shall we produce principles based on Arabic panel, draft principle, non-obligatory principle, you can call it whatever you like, and have it for discussion for our face-to-face meeting. And another thing, what do you think, shall we produce another paper in which we shall explain how shall we go through these languages and collect all the results of investigating languages and validating the code points from MSR2 and putting non-MSR2 code points in some special table which will be investigated later. Shall I? I'm trying to move on, and if I'm not clear enough, maybe it is better for me to make a concept of what I'm proposing and to see the response from the group. I will do it as a secretary because I'm not well qualified to judge what is right and what is wrong looking from the side of a linguist, but you can correct me if I made something wrong. At least we shall have two documents for discussion for our face-to-face meeting. No supporting, no objection. What does it mean? Yes, Miriam, I do two papers. Okay.
So we have some comments in the chat, Mirjana.
Yeah. Matt says, yes, it makes sense to have two documents, Matt, one document with the principles and another with working procedures. Nebie asked Sarmat something, and Sarmat responded. And Nebie also asked, did you look at the number of Arabic varieties, probably variants. But this is another thing. At least I have support from us. I will produce two papers, and we shall see what we shall do with them. So we discussed the way around. I'm just writing what are my tasks. And I don't know, is there any other suggestions for today's discussion? Any new topics, any new questions, anything new?
Do we have an agenda for our meeting? Thank you.
Sorry, for today we didn't have agenda because I was just jumped in the meeting because I don't know, maybe Ansra. Yes.
Mariana,
yes,
I think Mikhail was asking for a face-to-face meeting.
No, we are, Oh, you are thinking about face-to-face meeting. Yeah, we, last time Servas proposed some topics for face-to-face meeting. And after this meeting, Sarmad and I will try to produce draft face-to-face meeting again, agenda for face-to-face meeting, and put it on the list, because maybe it will be some additions to this agenda, and we shall need also people who will share specific topics on the agenda, so that for the next meeting of the panel, which is on the next Tuesday, we shall have a proposed agenda, and probably we shall accept it for our face-to-face meeting in, let's say, two weeks or something like this. So we are preparing this, but it is not finished yet. Sam just gave us some suggestions. And we plan to have this draft agenda for our next phase, panel meeting, panel conference. It will be next Tuesday.
So this is Sarmad. I want to ask. So in the next couple of weeks, do we start working on some languages and do start doing some analysis, or is that something we will wait for until after the face-to-face meeting?
My suggestion is that we start to work on languages in some organized way, and that's I'll try today and tomorrow to. I have some materials which has been produced before, and I'll propose these two documents for how shall we proceed with checking the repertoire. And if there is no objections from the group, or we can try to start processing languages. On the other hand, if there is some additions to these procedures, to the procedure which will I propose, we have to discuss it somehow. And if it is not, if it is accepted immediately, we can start processing, let's say, in a few days after producing the document and the scene, and if the documents are accepted by the repertoire group. That's how I see the things could proceed. So, that's my answer to Sarma's question. Should we start processing languages before face-to-face meeting? The most important thing is to... Yes, Sarma, please.
So the reason I was suggesting doing some initial work was because then it sort of helps us in a way process those principles and have some concrete feedback during the face-to-face meeting rather than still have a theoretical discussion during the face-to-face meeting on those principles. That's why I was bringing that up.
Yeah, I think you are right. Yes, we shall have some experience, and we shall see what is going wrong. Is the procedure correct, and what is going how we progress, and we can discuss the experience from the previous. But we can we I can propose, for example, to give 10 languages, starting from, first starting from languages EG, with the EGIDS1, to every member of the repertoire group, and with exact procedure what to do with those languages, and we shall collect some experience in next 2 weeks, 3 weeks. What do you think? Is that 10 languages enough, or it should be more or less?
I think that's reasonable start, and you know, as long as we have some
experience, some
data and analysis, so that we can share responses.
Yeah, and maybe the procedure will be improved during the processing of languages if I didn't see something in the right way. I will read again this procedure which I produced for the testing of time, how many minutes we need for processing language, and provide the working tables in Google Docs. And when something goes wrong or something is not clear, we shall try to improve the procedure. Okay, Sarmat is supporting Sarmat's proposal. Michael, do you have any other suggestions? Are you okay with this?
I didn't understand it fully, but I think it should be okay.
We have proposed to start, when I produce draft principles and a procedure, how to proceed of processing languages, if there is, if it is okay for the members who will do the work, I mean who will process the languages, we can start to process 10 languages per member to get some experience before face-to-face meeting, and probably correct the procedure if it is not feasible or well done enough. And we shall have some material for discussion for our face-to-face meeting. Was I clear now?
You're asking every member to volunteer to take 10 languages and work through the orthographies of these languages before our face-to-face meeting?
Yes, yes. Do you think 10 languages is too much?
You said 10 languages, right?
10, yes. What did I say? What did I repeat? 10 languages. Do you think 10 languages is too much?
Number one, it's too much. Number two, I think it would be enough to take one or two to get an idea of the task, and then we can discuss our experiences. And number three, I think we should have like some kind of list where people check off whatever the language they choose to pick. For example, easy ones from EGIDF scale rating 1 or 2, so people don't work on the same languages over and over again. And they should document their data if they do. I think this is important, because otherwise we can't have a discussion about why they would include one code point for a language and why they would not include, for example, another code point, which may be used by a language, but which they think is... Yeah, not eligible.
Okay. Will you be so kind just to send me this, what you have said, because I didn't catch. You are proposing to allocate languages from different EGIDS number and a smaller number than 10. 3
smaller
to 5
languages.
Okay.
And I think we should be clear on who picks which language. A simple way is to have a list of language EGIDS scale 1 rating, for example, or 2, or 1 and 2. And everyone can, I don't know, put the name next to one language which they volunteer to take a look at the orthographic system and see what letters they use and therefore which code points are needed to represent that language and that orthography.
But it will be a mess if we don't know which language is allocated to which person. Shall I call people Yes, Sarmat, please.
I think what Mikal is suggesting is that we have a list on a Google Doc And people who pick up a language, they write their name in front of the language so that it's very clear to everybody else that that particular language has been selected, and therefore they can, the other person can go and pick up another different language. I think that's what Mikal is suggesting.
Exactly.
Okay. And you are proposing to 3 to 5 languages per member. And I didn't catch the rest of the discussion. Do you want one language EGIDS1 and one language EGIDS2 and 3 and 4 and so on? You proposed something like this, but I didn't understand correctly.
No, sorry, I misexplained.
Go ahead, Mikael.
Yes. Go, Mikael. Mikael, please.
Sorry, yes. I misexplained. No, I meant 2 languages per person or something. 10 languages is too much. 2
okay.
To 5 languages, it's, you can do it, but it's a bit much for 2 weeks, depending on how much time people have to dedicate to this volunteering task. So I think
10
languages would be just fine. And it's not about... It's not about coming up with a definitive statement. It's more about sharing the experience when we get together and see this was a complicated case, this was an easy case. And when they look at the language and see which letters these languages use in their orthography, they should make a list for themselves, like, okay, I found the evidence that this language uses code point 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and I think all of them should be included except for 5 because of this and that.
So you are suggesting that we produce a completely different list, a table, that every person should produce a new table with languages and code points which are included in MSR2 and the complicated cases which are somehow marked.
For one language, which contains all the characters used by that language.
Okay.
Then we can take a look together and see if there are complicated cases within that list. So
okay.
We can understand, okay, here we have a case where a letter is used by a language, but it's not an MSR2. Here we have a case where a letter is used by a language, but it is contained in MSR2, so it's not complicated. Here we have a case of a letter which consists of 2 elements, of 2 code points, which are encoded together as 1 single code point. Here we have a case of a letter which consists of 2 code points, which are not encoded as a single code point. But to discuss these different variations, which we may or may not encounter, we should just collect the data so we can discuss on the data. And then we can always reuse the data later on and just copy it over to our complete list. So I don't think that's a problem. What I'm saying is document the information you find. Copy it in whatever document you want. So we can discuss those cases which we find confusing, complicated, or whatever. I hope I'm clear now. If not, please let me know. Thank you.
Okay, I think I understood this. So we have decided to ask members of the group to pick up 2 to 5 languages from our list of 180 languages, to look at all code points for the chosen languages, and to produce a report, some kind of report, in which there will be all the code points which are included in MSR2 and the other part which will contain the code points which are not in MSR2 and what kind of problems these code points are producing. I was trying to be... Yes, please, Michael, thank you very much. Please, write it. Because if I want to ask members of the group to do something, it must be very clear for every member what should be done. So, For the face-to-face meeting, we shall have some data on which we can discuss it, which we can discuss then. Okay. Okay, then, Michael, when you write it to me, I will ask if something is not clear to me, because if it is clear to me, it will be clear to every person in the group. I'm not a qualified person. I mean, I'm not a linguist. So if I understand it, everybody will understand it. And we shall ask people to volunteer and to produce the reports, which will be data for our future discussion during face-to-face meeting. So we shall have another topic for our face-to-face meeting, which we'll try to put it in our agenda. And we shall have some data to discuss about it. And we shall have, at least now, we shall have one paper which will contain all principles. And another one which I'm proposing, how shall we check our MSR2, I mean, I will update our my procedure which I have done before. And at least we shall have enough material for discussion. Thank you very much, Michael, for this suggestion and for this proposal. Is there anyone else who wants to add something? Procedure, how we analyze the language. Yes, I will propose something. Maybe it will not be very, very, very clear, but if it is not clear, we shall polish it. Matt is typing again. We are... Yeah, okay, Matt. With the starting point are languages, and in the proposal which we have here, which will be written, I mean explained in a better way by Michael, we shall start from languages and producing some data for future discussion. That will be the third set of data. The second one will be my procedure, whatever it is called, and we shall polish it. And the first one will be, let's say, compilation of the principles which are mentioned up to now, also as a very, very draft document for discussion. Okay, that's all. We are very close to the end of the hour. Is there any other business, I mean, any other discussion about our future work or today's work or... Anything else? Nobody is raising hand. So I will close the today call. Thank you very much to everyone who has participating in this call. We have some tasks to fulfill. And Sarmad, if you are okay, we can hear each other on Skype now to discuss a little bit face-to-face meeting agenda. Okay. Thank you very much for everything. Goodbye, and hear you next time on Latin GP meeting on Tuesday next week. Bye. Bye, everyone.
Thank you. Bye.
You can switch.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.